and whether to order a new trial. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
A Massachusetts judge has ruled that a Boston man who won a lawsuit against Lorillard Tobacco for causing the death of his mother can collect the money with interest retroactive, so the $152 million award could double. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:05 in the morning on September the 2nd. Wait a minute. Our phone lines are 605-4567. That's 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live, of course, at KCNR1460.com. And the chat room is already open. Good morning.
I'm breathing
chat
heavy.
Room. Of course, we're joined by Bad Bob. Bad Bob, don't tell anybody what's going on right now.
If you wonder why I'm breathing
good
heavily.
Morning.
Well, okay, now, Linda, you're breathing heavily, and it's not just because I'm kissing you.
Because there's an open lid with the tarantula right here. And, of course, we're going to be telling you what the weather is and everything and welcoming you to the show. But really, this
you know, those
first
tarantulas
segment,
can leap 3 feet.
They stop it because my heart's beating fast. But
you know, they've been known to leap 3 feet, land in your hair, and stay there for a day.
We have Peter Gross here and, of course, our good friend Judy Maxwell. And we're going to be coming back after the break. We're going to go into the animals and the you have to tell me what they're called. I mean, one's furry and very large, and this is the ack moment to get past what's it called when you have a thing against spiders? Arachnophobia. But anyway, so I'm doing pretty well. But anyway, welcome to our show here on KCNR. We're going to get to our very special guest that, you know, this is really an honor for them to be here. Well, we wanted to tell you what the weather was today. We're going to have triple digits today, guys. It's going to reach around 102 with a low tonight of around 63. It looks like on Saturday and Sunday we're going to be getting up to the triple digits as well. We have a wonderful forecast ahead of us other than that. So,
you know, there's people in the chat room already saying it sounds like you're trying to come through the mic to get out of here.
Well, we also have some slimy creatures, and
slimy is not the right word. This is a protective covering of these animals.
We are going to... I'm sorry, but we really have the expert here, Peter Gross, to tell us all about what these animals and the show that we have tonight at the Cascade Theater. This is going to have tickets. So you guys want to hang in there because this is really going to be a special moment to find out about the animal kingdom and living in the wild and what that represents. And then maybe we feel calmer about not having things jump around and stuff like that.
Yeah, we've already got people calling about things here. Is this Wells Fargo? Okay, I tell you what, we're going to go to Wells Fargo Business Minute early with Josh Wiley. We're going to go early to that so we can take an early break because we can get backed in and get to Peter Gross, Judy Maxwell, and all of the animals that are in our studio. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, stock index futures suggested a sharply lower open for the major averages this morning after a poor report on jobs from the Labor Department. Payrolls were unchanged last month, the weakest reading since September of 2010. Hourly earnings and hours worked both declined, and the unemployment rate remained at 9.1%. Currently, the Dow's down 184 points at 11,308, while the NASDAQ is down 36 at 2,509, and the S&P 500 is down 19 at 1,184. Oil's down $3.40 a barrel at $85.52, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.35%. Gold's up this morning $48.60 at $1,877, while silver is up $1.26 at $42.79 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, ExxonMobil's down $1.23 at $72.25. Big Blue's down $2.82 at $167.53, while Verizon is down a nickel at $35.84. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you very much for that update. We appreciate it every morning. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here and get back to our guest. And, you know, if you ever, you know, if Judy Maxwell is probably the epitome
of... She's pulling out every one of them going, look!
Is an epitome of a true Southern lady. I mean, you could see her with the, you know, with the parasol above her head and, you know, and that. And here she is. She's
the
holding...
The silver spoon and holding, then with the alligator
She's holding
with one
an
hand.
Alligator with one hand and a tarantula in the
well,
other.
Well, they are very Southern animals.
Yeah, very Southern. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Carl and the Bob, this is Free Fire Radio.
You don't want to miss the game. We know that, and that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now, between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group, starting with the early bird happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m., afternoon happy hour from 4 to 6, and sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge has live music one weekend a month and a kickin' DJ on all the other weekends. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot, scoot, and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys. You can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is plush, comfortable, and classy, but not stuffy, so you can enjoy a great atmosphere and friendly people. After all, isn't that what you're here for? Perfect for your friends, your boss, your family, anyone who wants to enjoy a classic sports bar. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge at Wind River. Log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. This is the home of Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. We are here heavy breathing.
Yeah, you know, those breaks are something else.
Well, we're going to be learning tonight at the Cascade Theater. It's a really going to be a special, special show with Peter Gross, who is the, you've seen him being the Mutual of Omaha and in the Wild Kingdom. He also is on the Animal Planet, and here he is. Welcome to the program, Peter.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know what? Not only you are as handsome in person as you are on TV. I think even more so.
Oh, thank you.
And taller.
Thank you.
Well, you must be at least 6'5".
What a present.
Yes.
So
well,
we would love to have a little, before we even go into, like, yes, you've got the creatures and all that in the studio, but give us a little history about yourself. How did you get involved with submerging yourself into this world?
Well, I'll give you the capsulized version. I was involved in setting up endangered species breeding programs for zoos around the United States. Happened to have the world's largest litter of tiger cubs ever born. There were 9, and we were able to go into the den box and rotate the babies so they could all nurse and get the necessary colostrum. Someone took a picture, and it went on the wire, and 6 weeks later we had a call from the people on Johnny Carson saying, would you please bring down the world's largest litter of cubs, which we did. Along with the father who I had hand-raised, who was 500 pounds and, like, he just completely bonded to me. And who was there on the show but Jim Fowler from Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. So after the show, I was asked if I would join them and start doing shows. At the time, Mr. Perkins was ill, and that was in 1985. And it's been a
wow,
wonderful
1985 just seems
career.
Like yesterday in a lot of times, you know?
And tonight you're going to be at the Cascade Theater, and of course our dear friend and who has a show here, and she's just a wonderful human being, Judy Maxwell. Welcome to the show as well.
Thank you very much.
And you guys are cruising around with these boxes of these critters, and we're going to get into the critters in a minute because they're the stars, they're the teaching part, and it's interesting now, you're going to put the human being aspect into what critters are and the education behind them tonight.
Yes, absolutely, and that's what we've been doing all around the United States. As we visit theaters, nature and science centers, zoos, seniors' homes sometimes, hospitals. And what we do is we like to excite young people about wildlife, and the Cascade Theater is a wonderful platform for that. Part of the show will be bringing volunteers, adults and children, up on stage to meet these animals. See, because they've all been rescue animals, which means they've been hand-raised, and they're very comfortable in this sort of people environment. They associate people with food.
So they're used to the smell.
The smell and the affection and the food reward.
Wow.
Not as food, with food. Important distinction.
Right.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, Carl.
No, is it okay? If I just can I breathe heavy or something?
Well, like do you want to touch the alligator, honey? Here, Linda.
Okay, now Judy Maxwell is handing what kind of alligator is this, Judy?
This is a African pixie.
Actually, this is they're sharing this condominium. It was an African pixie. That's the box for the pixie frog.
We mixed up the boxes here.
My brother had a huge iguana.
We have a box for an African pixie. But Linda's holding a.
He's off today. Okay. Yeah. But this is a North American alligator. Oh. Tremendous story. We almost wiped them out back in the 60s and 70s over hunting. We were filling in marshes and swamps thinking, oh, they're just full of bugs and insects. Why do we need them? Then we found out that marshes are nature's greatest filter for plants and marshes and bayous, and alligators, in fact, keep these waterways open as they swim around from nest to nest and look for fish to hunt. So we've inadvertently saved alligators. They're off the endangered species list and doing very well.
In fact, that's been like a real success story, hasn't it?
Complete success story for
bringing alligators back.
Yes, it has.
To the point where now they've got like alligator wranglers around in cities around the marshes and stuff because
Carl is now holding.
They've kind of joined our communities in some areas.
They have. That's right. Sometimes during their drought, especially when the populations are too dense in small waterways, they'll sort of move up onto the golf courses.
Well, now have you ever eaten
the tarantula is crawling out of the? Please.
The tarantula
is leaving
the office.
You have to tell us about that.
So, Linda, have you ever eaten alligator nuggets?
I think alligator soup.
Soup?
Isn't it? There's
the
turtle soup?
Yeah, but that's...
Which is endangered. That would probably be in China.
No.
alligator. What are nuggets?
Well, they're little deep-fried chunks that... They're kind of like chicken nuggets, but they're alligator nuggets.
Really?
And they're served in the restaurants in Houston, yeah.
Wow. I'd like to try that sometime.
Right. No, they're served down in Florida. They've got places that serve alligator because they've become, enough, and people farm alligators,
right,
too.
Right, there's alligator farms.
That's the thing. They're farmed just like cattle, beef, and raised like chickens.
Right.
And if you're into that sort of thing, it also takes pressure off the animals in the wild.
Well, being the fact that you have, this has become your world about, helping to preserve 377 endangered species, and the fact that you are, spearheaded the huge ostrich. I don't know the statistics with the ostrich
breeding farms.
The ostrich breeding farms. Is it when you go out to restaurants? Do you get funny about the food? I mean, are you a vegetarian or do you also?
No, I'm not a picky eater at all.
Okay.
The ostrich raising was done with theme parks around the United States, and they were raised in incubators, and they were there for a public display. But no, I have no problem with animals that people farm because it's simply the animals that are endangered and threatened, obviously, are not consumed. And I talked to a researcher one day, and he said, this alligator store, it's so successful now, you can eat them.
Well, but it's nice when we can have success stories like that. Peter, I've seen in a paper lately that they're finding new species.
They are.
All the time. And why? How?
It's interesting because there are still places in the world. Recently, I was in the Peruvian rainforest, and if you look across in the Brazilian border, sections of Peru and Brazil are no contact, meaning there are tribes there that you're not allowed to make contact with, where they haven't discovered metal tools yet. And so as you get back into sections of jungle that have no roads and no access, like they've recently discovered a population of gorillas, and it's such good news, but it's sort of kept quiet. One of the problems I have with the way we've been educating young people over the last 25 years is we tend to only talk about the gloom and doom. We're cutting the trees, we're polluting the soil, we're polluting the air, the beaches have got oil. And when in fact there's so many good success stories now, I think we need to dwell on the numbers of species that are off the endangered species list, the replanting of trees, the cleanup beaches, the rivers that used to catch fire. You can actually
Cleveland used to catch on fire on a river.
You can eat
basis.
The fish out of that river now.
Oh, that's right. Just
so
spectacular.
I think
news.
Our job needs to be, especially us who can affect public attitude, is to promote hope and talk about all the good things that are happening, because I find a lot of schools where I travel, young people think it's too late, when in fact it is absolutely not.
Our guest is Peter Gross this morning. We're going to have to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk more about your show tonight at the Cascade.
And we're going to give away two tickets.
Yes, that's right. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
If we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of coceros. Can't you?
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco & Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco & Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Break out your leather. It's time again for the Haven Humane's annual Dog Pound Poker Run. Saturday, September 10th. Registration starts at 8 a.m. at Wind River Casino, where breakfast will be served to all registrants. The Poker Run roars through the foothills, collecting cards for your poker hand. Ride concludes at Lakeshore Inn and RV Park in Lakehead, where festivities and creative bike games will resume, along with a tri-tip and chicken dinner, as the live band fills the air for plenty of dancing. Prizes will be awarded to high and low hand. Pre-registration is $35. Event day, $40. For more information or pre-registration, call 241-5262. That's 241-5262. You can find more information at havenhumane.net.
She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope and the USO Tour. Now, Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot. 7:23 in the morning, September the 2nd. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. And, you know, every so often when you're a little boy and you want to do something and you want to grow up and Bad Bob, help Judy. Help Judy.
She's holding an owl in one hand and trying to put her headphones on the other.
You know, our guest today is Judy Maxwell, of course. And Peter Gross. Peter Gross from the Wild Kingdom and so many other different things. We're getting ready to, we're going to be giving away some tickets. Linda will do that.
It's hard for you to focus while you're holding the tail of the...
For a show for Wild Kingdom tonight at 7 a.m. at the Cascade Theater. But here's something I've wanted to do since I was a child, and that's hold the tail of a monitor lizard to keep him from leaping off. How long is this thing? How big is this thing?
He's about 5.5 feet long, about 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow. And this is a black...
I don't have the dangerous end.
And he's got a split tongue. And the tongue, how long is that tongue?
Oh, the tongue is about 4 inches, and it is split because he picks up dust particles in the air, and it tells him whether you're food or not.
Okay. Is that interesting?
Yeah. And speaking of that, let's go to the phones. Brian, good morning.
Hey, guys. You know what? A couple of my, actually, I think half my class is going to be gone. Their parents are going to be taking them to the library to watch that today. I guess they're doing that between 2 and 4.
They're going to be at the library between 2
yes,
and 4 today?
Yes, we're going to make an appearance by there. That's correct.
And Brian's a school teacher, and he says like half his class is going to be there today.
Yes, we're going to do an abridged version of the Cascade Theater show there for young people at the library.
Oh, that's great. I tell you what, Brian, you cannot believe this. You know, if you have not been up close to a monitor lizard, it is...
stop by the studio if you want really fast, because they're going to be here. We're going to send them over.
It completely covers... The length of this covers our studio table.
He wants to lick my arm. Jeez.
Okay, what, Brian?
I said I had 3-4-foot iguanas when I was growing up. I've grown up with reptiles and amphibians all my life.
Okay.
Now, I'm curious how you're going to fit all those people and all those animals in that one little spot in there.
Oh, in our studio?
No, at the library.
Oh, at the library.
Oh, they travel in a climate-controlled vehicle, and they're not that far away. They're home now on their way in. These are just a couple sort of holdovers from yesterday.
Actually, yes, these were my guests last night in my home.
With the owl and the monitor lizard?
Yes, and the alligator and the tarantula, yes. They were my critter guests.
How about that Burmese corn snake?
Well, I'm glad the kids are going, and they're going to look forward. I wish I could go with them.
Well, I tell you what, you know what, we're having a great time here with it. You know what, I think it is so good for children, especially children, but also adults, to take a look at these animals and to, you know, so many times we read about them or we see photos, but seeing one up close and holding its tail is you know, gives you a whole new perspective on it.
Exactly, and he's actually liking the warmth of your hands. We're in here where it's nice and cool, and when children come up on the stage to meet them with their parents, I let a few of them actually feel what his skin is like and how it's his armor and his protective coating, and we talk about his niche in the natural world, and then we've got some bloopers and clips of what it's like, and things don't go as planned in the wild as part of the Cascade Theater show.
Oh, that's going to be great. Yeah, it's Cascade Theater tonight at 7 p.m. Hey, Brian, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Judy, what kind of owl are you holding?
This is Hooter. He is a barn owl. And actually, Turtle Bay is going to be assisting Peter at the show tonight. And there's going to be an owl just like this one that is going to fly across the audience and up to the back. So people actually, and the amazing thing about, you can't even hear their wings when they go. It's just, you just feel a little bit of air. It's amazing.
Well, you know, when I was still practicing for Dancing with the Stars back in May, or May and June, they were already in the Cascade practicing with this, because this, as Peter was telling me, is not an easy thing to do, is have a bird fly on command.
Right. Wow. We actually had a bird fly at the Explorers Club banquet a few years ago in New York in the Waldorf Theater, and they have this magnificent chandelier in the middle, and the bird flew across and landed on stage, and people loved it. And then the second time it flew halfway, perched on the chandelier over the heads of the center table, and the rest of the night the guests ate their dinner with newspapers over their heads.
Well, you know, that's true. In the information, you were also a vice president of Marine World in Africa, USA.
Yes, that was a number of years ago.
That's the bird's wings.
And that was a wonderful thing to participate with, because we were the first park to actually turn the animals all loose on islands at the original Marine World and cage the public in these 40-person Colorado River rafts. And it worked very well. The animals roamed free, and the people were caged, and it was a great concept.
Great.
We'll have to share with you once when we did a Dean Martin special, we did it in Africa, USA, in the wild King Animal Park. Uh-huh. And there was a white rhino,
yes,
rhinoceros, that definitely decided that he liked Dean.
They were actually quite friendly.
Yes.
Yes. We called them Ma and Pa. They came to us, and they would back up against the fence during feeding time and twist their little tails up because they loved to be scratched there.
Now, the show tonight is going to start at 7 p.m., Cascade
right.
Theater, and it's going to include all the animals we are seeing here.
Oh, yes, so many animals tonight.
Oh, it's just to name a few, we're going to have a lemur, we're going to have the huge cockroaches, an owl, a vulture, African porcupine, kinkajou, the monitor lizard you're looking at, Burmese python, we have a huge full-grown elk, and many other special surprises.
You have a kangaroo,
adult
too.
Adult kangaroo, and then we have wonderful shark footage of a shark that almost joins me in a cage.
And then alligators, and of course, wonderful cheetah footage shot in slow motion.
Great. Great. Okay. You know, Peter Gross is here with his animals, and Judy Maxwell, of course, from Maxwell Insurance and Financial, but also one of our show host on Sundays.
Oh, absolutely. And this Sunday is going to be an all-women show. My co-host is going to be the mayor, Missy MacArthur, and we're going to talk about ladies, women, health, and fitness, and Emily from the Pink Bean about bridal fashion.
Great.
When we come back, we've got tickets.
Cascade Theater, 7 o'clock tonight. This is going to be a great show with Peter Gross. Thank you so much for being here with us, and I'll give you back your lizard. Carl Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, a disappointing report on the labor market weighing heavily on Wall Street today. The blue chips seeing triple-digit losses from the opening bell. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 202 points. Job growth in the U.S. came to a screeching halt in August. Employers didn't add any jobs last month, according to the Labor Department. That's the weakest performance in almost a year. Economists were expecting a gain. The unemployment rate held steady at 9.1%, and the prior 2 months were revised to show smaller job growth. The week economic news has gold prices climbing today, the precious metal getting a major boost in early trading as investors seek a safe place to park their cash. Crude oil, on the other hand, is falling in line with the broader markets. The disappointing news on the labor market is sparking concerns about fuel demand. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
I've been riding since I was 17, flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leia has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs. From treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses, we'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time. You see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down the storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Well, as you can imagine, you know, we've got Peter Gross in the house and he's out in the lobby with Judy Maxwell and not all of their, but a handful of some of the wonderful insects and lizards and that. Go ahead, Bob.
When I got out of bed this morning, I didn't know I was going to be working with Godzilla.
And by the way, you know, first caller.
There's monitor lizard poop.
We've got two tickets here. This is going to be
the second caller gets monitor lizard
spectacular
poop.
Call. A spectacular evening tonight at the Cascade Theater at 7 o'clock p.m. We've got two tickets right here free for you guys. It's not only going to be educational, it's going to be entertaining, and this is really something really special that has been brought to the Cascade Theater here, and we've had them live here. It's been fantastic. So first caller, 605-4567. As Carl said, the second caller gets the poop, but the first caller gets the tickets.
That's
so
right.
605-4567, guys, give a call this morning, and you can see that show tonight. Wild Kingdoms. Peter Gross.
He's quite an impressive figure. He's been in it for a long time, and he's been doing this. Okay, hey, look, I tell you what, let's go to Amy. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Hey, sorry to make you wait, but you had monitor lizards and tarantulas in front of you.
Oh, I loved it. Sounded fun.
Okay, give us our fitness tip, Amy, from Adamson's Peak Performance, of course. Give us what is our fitness tip for the weekend?
Well, you guys, I want to encourage everyone to add more fiber to their diet. They did a study out in North Carolina, and they found that more fiber will help decrease what's called your visceral fat, and that's the bad fat that locks up on our organs and our heart, and that's the stuff that we worry about, that when we worry about people having too much upper body obesity. So simply adding 10 grams of fiber to your diet would look like adding 2 apples a day, or adding maybe a cup of peas to your plate at dinner, or how about a cup of beans on your salad. And then just making sure that you're getting at least 2 to maybe 4 days of exercise for about 30 minutes of a good, you know, a good vigorous activity. So in other words, we wouldn't be able to talk to each other this easily. You want to make sure that it would be hard to talk to the person next to you. So, but just doing those two simple things, adding the exercise and adding that 10 extra grams of fiber can really help your body out a lot.
Wonderful. Thank you. And it's always mindful. It's just to be mindful. It's Labor Day weekend, and we appreciate just be thinking, okay, greens, fiber. So,
that's right.
Well, thank you, Amy, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, you guys, too.
All
okay,
right.
Amy, thanks.
Great for calling in
to
KCNR.
Hey, yeah, you know, we get, you know, in the chat room, somebody said, did the animals have a smell? And I said,
no.
I said, well, Bad Bob, Bad Bob was a little scared there. But you know what? I was just kidding because here we are with all these animals, and there's Bad Bob underneath them, pushing them up, taking photos. We're going to put those on the website.
You know what's really interesting? I'm just going to share this. Last night, you know, we've just been working really long and hard hours. It's all really good. But last night, I went outside, and it was right at dusk. And it was really cool because right at dusk, it seems like the birds are finding, they're flying around getting their last a bit of the hummingbirds getting the nectar, the dragonflies. I was just really trying to, because I don't know about you, but for me, when I'm with nature, that's when I can calm myself. So I felt this really big connection right at dusk in the birds, and you know, we live close to downtown. So, but it's just amazing to watch how they work. And I guess, I don't know, here I am, this stage of my life. I didn't realize that hummingbirds actually make a sound, not their wings, but they make a
clicking noise.
They make a clicking noise. And there were several of them, and then they would go over to a branch and rest, and then they come back and they get the last bit of the nectar. And why I'm bringing that up is just that it's fascinating about the animal kingdom, and I thought to myself last night, which is odd, I don't like the word insect. I just don't like the word. And so this morning when we had the tarantula here, which really you could hear me breathing.
Tarantulas aren't insects.
No,
they're
but I said, is that
they're anachoroids.
Thank you.
Arachnids.
And which is arachnophobia is derived from that.
Right.
And
I never have seen you kind of like back off on an animal like you did when that tarantula started crawling out of the box.
It started crawling out of the box, no. And I'm sorry the hair went up on my back. I mean, you know, I'm sure if I had to, if I really had to, you know, I probably could make it happen where I just get calm with it.
Okay. Are you okay now? You were. You just started. As soon as that transfer came out, you just started going. It was like castanets in a flamenco dance. You started talking and you just didn't stop. And I'm like, I went out. You know, got a cup of coffee.
Get your rant on, Carl. Go.
Well,
all right.
I don't have time because I've got to take a break. But
currently
hey, look,
77 degrees.
When we come back, we're going to talk. But we're going to have some good things. There's no new. Well, that's not good. Crime's dropping in rating. We're going to talk about the job market. We're going to talk about what happened with these solar companies and your tax dollars. And also, did you know that your computer may be under surveillance right now? There's a lawsuit going on, and I'm going to explain to you how that happened and that it could be going on with you right now. A private company looking at everything you send out over your email. Carl Underbot, this is Free Fire Radio.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. Carl in the box.
How the hell did you top that?
7:44 in the morning on September the 2nd. I left a snake in the studio. There's a snake. I am not kidding
it's
you.
It's in a pillowcase.
It's in a pillowcase, but it's sitting over here on the desk.
There's
next
a tied knot on the top.
Right. Okay. Well, before we get to the talking about the solar, your computer, and everything. We're going to give away two tickets. We got into a cycle there. So we're going to give away two tickets to Peter Gross and Wild Kingdoms.
Tonight. Mutual of
Omaha's Wild Kingdoms.
7
show tonight.
Show?
It's 7 p.m. So first person that calls
already
called.
All right,
okay.
That's fantastic.
As
hey,
I started talking about it.
It'll be a fantastic show. It's currently 77 degrees. We're going to have 103 today. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. The third, we have Charles Bologna out at, that's tomorrow night, at, of course, our fabulous Anselmo Vineyards. Call 474-5546 for those special reservations. You might want to sit on the balcony and be fabulous. Hey, John, congratulations for those tickets tonight. Come by the station and get them before 12 o'clock.
Okay, let's talk some things that are going on. You know, when you're sending out your email over your computer, do you think that, that's kind of like in between you and whoever you're sending it to? I mean, it's your private computer. I'm not talking something from an office where, by the way, anything you put in the office computer belongs to the office. Can we close the door, please, out there? Thank you.
They're removing the snake.
They're removing the snake. That you think that all that interaction is in private. Well, this woman actually thought this, and it turns out that she had bought a computer that had been stolen. And on the computer was a piece of software. It's called Absolute Software. It's a LoJack for laptops.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, and Bob, you probably know about this, but this is something that people can put on their laptops. It's going to be like a LoJack on your car. If your laptop is taken, they can now track your laptop. Is that correct?
Yes. Apple offers a similar service, Find My MacBook, and it's a voluntary thing, supposedly.
Well, okay, in this one, this is an entirely legal service, but in this case, Absolute is under fire for potentially violating the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, because if they just tracked it and then reported it, that's one thing with through its unique IP address. There's nothing going on there. However, a theft officer began recording the unsuspecting teacher's keystrokes, web habits, and even snapped three sexually explicit screenshots of a video chat this woman had with her boyfriend.
Oops.
Then she passed all of this data on to the Springfield, Ohio Police Department. And now the woman that she did this to and her partner are currently suing Absolute. They're suing the woman and the city of Springfield and two police officers for violating their Fourth Amendment rights. So what it is this LoJack isn't the only security software out there capable of recording your images remotely. Another company, Gadget Tech, track employees of stolen laptops, built-in webcam to collect data on suspected thieves. So what happened is this woman,
there's a big snake.
Linda's holding a big snake out there next to the window into the studio. What happened is this woman had bought this. She had bought this laptop from a student for $60. All right, $60 or $80, and he had bought it for $60. So that's kind of suspect, but she was naive. But she said, "I have a right to be. It's my computer. I didn't know it was stolen.
Yeah.
And I have the right to, use it as I see fit." And now not only did they just track it, which is okay, but you recorded images off it. You recorded everything, and then you gave it to the police, which is embarrassing. I think she's right. They don't have a right to do that.
This is very similar to that thing that happened about a year and a half ago where students' laptops were being monitored by the IT staff at the school, including the cameras being activated remotely by staffers at the school. And where do these students normally keep their laptop computers? In their bedroom.
Well, it's true. And then they turned on the computers. They could turn on, the computers would be on, but they could be recording
on the camera.
The camera, that's right. And they said, and I understand, they say, we don't want to lose these things. They're too valuable. But on the other hand, that's kind of a big invasion of your privacy.
The potential for abuse is
so think
staggering.
About this, my friends. If you're buying a computer, you've got to kind of like make sure that that some company out there isn't just kind of like tracking you around. And I wouldn't be surprised if many of the company computers, laptops, don't have this on there. Especially if you've got business information and you lose that computer, how are you going to find it? Because there's been several instances of computers with top secret information.
Well, they've
been
taken.
Being taken out of the back seat of a car. And why they were even left in the backseat of the car is always suspect to me anyway.
Of course, many smartphones, of course, can be remotely monitored, and you can add a service, an application to your iPhone or Android-based phone, you know, to find it in the event that it's stolen. However, you've left that door open to where it could be monitored. Apple came under fire, and now it turns out that Google has come under fire for recording the movements of their users and putting it in a database. And they say there's no, we didn't mean to, but there's been huge lawsuits, and Europeans are going crazy over
The military, it was warned that, hey, look, if you got these type of phones, that not only can you can be tracked by people. On this, then, and what it does is it gives, you know, they just have to track you for a few weeks, and now all of a sudden they've got a pattern. And if you're targeted, they can come after you that way with that pattern and on something you didn't even know was happening. Even though I believe you, I guess you could turn that off. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about one of the largest solar, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but there's more to the story. One of the largest clean energy, the solar energy firms. That was backed by over $500 million of your money, my friends, our taxpayers' money, just went out of business. And it went out of business just like that. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. But there was also two other solar companies that went out of business this past month in of August. We want to talk about that. We're going to talk about, hey, how many new jobs did the United States produce last month? Okay, here's your three answers. 150,000, 50,000, zero. This is Free Fire Radio.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, I'm Chef Cal, and I'm so excited to invite you to our new old school restaurant located in the Pine Street School. Gather your family and friends and take a step back in time to dine at our newly refurbished downtown restaurant. We have many of mine and hopefully yours as well, favorites on our very affordable and casual menu. For lunch, enjoy a refreshing San Francisco sweet crab Louis, or maybe the old English beer battered fish and chips, or an amazing array of delicious and unique sandwiches and burgers such as our very own Bacon Juicy Lucy. For dinner, you'll find the comfort foods I was raised on, like moist chicken and herb dumplings, zesty homestyle meatloaf smothered in old fashioned mushroom gravy, shrimp carbonara, the popular macadamia nut halibut, and so many other entrees bursting with old school flavors, and even 16 beers on draft to choose from. And for dessert, try my grandpa's coconut bread pudding with vanilla tapioca custard drizzled with a warm whiskey caramel sauce. So take a historic trip into the past at Old School Restaurant. Open for lunch Monday through Friday, serving dinner Monday through Saturday. Get a menu and additional information at oldschoolrestaurant.com or by calling 244-4600.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Animal World here on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:54 in the morning,
Animals
September the 2nd.
Just left the building.
Yes, yeah, the snakes have just, the monitor lizard just carried Judy Maxwell out of the building.
So there was a snake in the studio for like 20 minutes that none of us knew about.
None of us knew about it.
Nothing's going, don't touch the bag. Don't touch the bag.
Don't. Yeah, and Peter Gross goes, he says, you know, when you put that up in the overhead, he says, people leave it alone. On the plane. Okay.
Don't even.
Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelly, great people. Espresso Joe's. It's going to be hot today. It's not only coffee they serve in the morning, but they also serve the greatest icy drinks and slush drinks and cold drinks the way you want them also from Espresso Joe's. And, of course, you know, all types of other beverages, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And they do so much for our community, but plus they have discounts for veterans. That's right. They give discounts to veterans. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, when I left, we were talking about jobs. The United States of America produced zero jobs last month, zero net jobs last month. You need to be producing about 150,000 to keep up new jobs. They produced zero new jobs last month. Is that a number? Unemployment is at 9.1. California unemployment, of course, is 12 point something. And, of course, Shasta County is, you know, what, 16% unemployment. All of these things. Not one new job was produced. Now, President Obama is getting ready to give a speech whenever he can work it out with the NFL and the Congress to talk about his new job stimulus. But let's talk about some of the job stimulus. And let's talk about what happens when government gets into the business sometimes. We talked about yesterday Sola Andra, which was a solar panel company. This one has been touted by the Obama administration, everybody, about, oh, hey, this is it. This is where we need to do it. Go. We can go clean energy, lots of jobs. And Obama was so sold on it, and his people, is that they guaranteed over $550 million worth of loans to this company. Company went out of business day before yesterday. Closed its doors. 1,100 people in California are now out of a job. So maybe the jobless rate in California just bumped up unemployment rate. Anyway, but that's not the whole story, my friends. Three solar companies failed last month, went into bankruptcy. SpectraWatt and Evergreen Solar joined Sola Andra in going under last month. And why is that? Well, one of the reasons is China is killing us with the solar panels. They dropped the price on them like 40%. There's no company in the United States that can keep up with that. Plus, you got to look at that loan that they gave to Sola Andra. It was a political economic loan, not just a economic loan. This was a feel-good loan, my friends. A feel-good loan. Hey, we're here. We're going to get off that nasty oil. We're going to go to solar. And this is a company that can do it. 1,100 people. Look at the latest technology. This makes everybody that wanted green, progressives, you know, everybody said this is a kind of company we need to push. Well, we did. And we got it pushed right back in places that hurt. So here we are with three solar companies and one under. So you got to ask yourself, you know, what's going on? Is it because the Chinese are killing us because of the solar energy and the panels? Is this something, is that where people are just going to stop doing it as we have other jobs and we're going to have to outsource to China for all of our solar panels, just like we're outsourcing for steel and work on our bridges because we don't have companies that can do it anymore? Now, I'm not saying is that, you should be propping them up like that, but is there something that can be done? I mean, we have something, a good idea. We use our technology. Somebody steals the technology, turns around, and because of the way they manipulate their currency, the way that they support their companies, they come in and flood our markets with it. There's something wrong here. Why doesn't somebody just come up and just say, hey, wait a minute, we're getting our fledgling companies off the ground. Let's make it a little more a level playing field. How about this? How about we put surcharges on those solar panels that are coming in to make it fair? I mean, this is not an established business. This is a new one that we're starting. What about that? What's going on with that? Is it that we're just going to just say, okay, let's just get everything that we've invented, everything we've invented and done the research on and worked, and then just give it away? All right. Okay, when we come back, well, let me see what we got left here. Well, I got a minute left. You can really say something bad, Bob. Well, I know technology is near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, well, if you run the numbers, and I've said this before, if you run the numbers on a solar panel, by the time you mine it, manufacture it, and ship it, you will never get back, and I asked Paul Huser about this when he was still in town, you never get back the energy out of a solar panel during its lifespan that you put into building and moving the thing in the first place. So it's a dead-end technology. It's a helpful technology, but it's dead-end. It's not the solution, at least with our current technology.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got what? Oh, we're getting ready to move here. Okay, Dr. Trudy Pratt's going to be our guest when we get back about positively healthy, how we can live healthy. And I've got a lot of questions here because everybody wants to be healthier. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How do you know when the economy is weak? When you get
no jobs in August, zero jobs.
And on top of that,
in June and July, employers added 58,000 fewer workers than previously estimated.
Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes, the unemployment rate last month held steady at 9.1%. Wall Street doesn't like the report. The Dow's down 200 points. And what's the reaction in Washington? Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has it live at the White House.
Well, the White House tried to put the best face on the numbers by noting that private sector jobs grew for the 18 straight months by 17,000. But the Council of Economic Advisers concedes unemployment remains unacceptably high and faster growth is needed to replace the jobs lost in the downturn. House Speaker John Boehner says growth is being undermined by higher taxes, failed stimulus spending, and excessive federal regulations. He says the administration has created a fog of uncertainty that's left small businesses unable to hire. Dave?
Mike, for economic reasons, President Obama is telling the EPA to withdraw controversial proposed regulations to update smog standards. The costs of compliance for businesses could have been up to $90 billion. Labor Day weekend could be a washout along the Gulf Coast.
We're in the sun business, so folks don't want to come down here and sit in the rain.
Ike Williams runs a beach business in Gulf Shores, Alabama, about to take a hit from a storm still brewing. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown tracking it live in Miami.
Dave, Tropical Depression 13 may grow into a tropical storm, but regardless, it has forecasters posting warnings for storms and floods from Texas to Mississippi. That includes the New Orleans suburbs.
Our drainage pump stations are at capacity. We are pre-staging additional pumps in some of our trouble spots.
That's St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana President Craig Tafaro. The storm could drop 20 inches of rain and surge the coast with 2 extra feet of salt water, Dave.
And Evan, we're just learning that Katja has become a hurricane again, but it's out in the Atlantic. Still don't know its track, whether it'll hit the U.S. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I've been riding since I was 17, flat out my whole life, had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Is civil war may be going the rebels' way, but the UN warns it is also creating a humanitarian crisis. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin was recently in Tripoli, now here live.
There's a shortage of food, water, and hospital supplies, says the UN, so Libya's new leaders are welcoming the unfreezing of cash worldwide so that they can
achieve normality of life. And then, of course, the Libyan people will use their funds to rebuild their country.
As Libyan diplomat Arif Ali Nayyad in talks in Paris today, the European Union is lifting sanctions on Libyan ports, oil firms, firms and banks, but former leader Muammar Gaddafi in an audio message is defiant, threatening to unleash an insurgency. Dave?
Alistair, the U.S. is turning to Turkey, along with NATO, for missile defense. Turkey will host a radar site to watch for any launches from countries around it, like Iran. Turkey is also cutting military ties to Israel and telling the Israeli ambassador to leave the country. Angry over last year's raid on a Turkish flotilla of aid ships bound for Gaza, killing 9 pro-Palestinian activists. An earthquake this morning in Alaska prompted a brief tsunami warning for the Aleutian Islands, but no damage is reported there. There's new worry about earthquakes and nuclear power.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission warns a quarter of nuclear power plants are in need of modifications, a point put in focus after last week's East Coast earthquake shut down Virginia's North Anna plant. Reviews actually started before Japan's crippling quake and tsunami back in March, and statements from the NRC suggest the East Coast earthquake proved U.S. nuclear plants are sturdy. Government scientists reassess earthquake danger for building codes every 5 or 6 years, but no system is in place to reassess the safety of the country's more than 100 nuclear reactors. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
A scare for kids at Show and Tell at a daycare in Toledo yesterday. An old blood pressure monitor broke, a bunch of mercury spilled out, forcing the preschoolers to take cold decontamination showers. They're all okay. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl on the bot. It is 8:05 on September the 2nd.
Good morning.
2011.
That's right. 77 degrees currently. We're going to have a hot day today in the triple digits. We're looking at 102 with a clear evening of around 63. Saturday, we're going to have another triple digit day, 101, mostly clear. On Saturday night, with 63. And as we progress through Tuesday, it looks like we're all reaching into the triple digit time. So take care and hydrate. So anyway, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Make sure you head out there Saturday night. We have Charles Valona out there on the decks. 474-5546 for those special reservations.
Okay, before we get to our very special guest, good news. And then with our guest,
it.
He was just full of good news, is that our crime in Reading is generally down over last year. According to a mid-year crime statistic, it is actually dropping about 2.4%. However, while five of those crime that they use, five of the seven crime categories decreased, reported rapes are up 30 compared with 17 last year. And that, DUIs are down, stolen cars are up, but everything else is down. And, Peter Hansen is saying, that's great, but we've got to kind of watch, is part of it because people aren't reporting it? Is it longer dwell times? But I think it shows that maybe this downward trend is good, and it's thanks to our police department and all the good work they're doing.
Well, we heard yesterday when we had the Shasta Family Justice Center that they had 2,300 incidences through the year. That's pretty high. High number.
Yeah, 2,300 unique visitors, you might say.
Yeah, and so that's domestic abuse and violence and that, sort of nature. But I really think that when we had the shooting, a couple shootings that have happened here in town, that I think that was a pretty clear signal that the Reading Police Department is very serious. Don't point a gun at us.
Well, yeah, that.
And so I think that sends a pretty clear signal.
Generally a bad idea.
Yeah. Since I've lived here, if you point a weapon at a Reading police officer, you can count on being killed.
Toast.
I mean, if it comes to that point, if they decide they have to, return fire, it's over. So but then you see other things that are happening, even with the economy being this horrible. That if we're still keeping a cap on this, so that's good news.
Somebody asked earlier in the chat room, did the animals that were here earlier with Peter Gross and for the Animal Kingdom, did it smell? No,
it didn't smell.
No, but I just put my hand back up to my nose.
You were carrying a snake around. They literally left a snake here in the in the studio.
They went next door to Kaylee, sir.
It was in a pillowcase.
I said, please don't leave that pillowcase behind.
I said, what's in a pillowcase? And I'm looking at it, shaking it a little bit, but it moved.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, since we began here at KCNR 1460, and we launched, we have had some just incredible shows, and what we consider our real core of what makes our station a unique and wonderful as it is. And we appreciate you, our listeners, being part of that family. And so with us today is a very special person in our lives, somebody we really trust and we honor and take when we need to be fixed. We go to this doctor of health, Dr. Trudy Pratt. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you both?
Hey, we're...
How do we look?
We're monitoring.
Like you've been around reptiles.
Yeah. Yeah, you try holding the monitor lizard's tail for 15 minutes to make sure it stays on the table.
I did touch the snake. It wasn't slimy, but, it was interesting.
Oh, well, my goodness.
I tell you what, when the tarantula came out of the box...
There was heavy breathing.
Yeah, that was Linda. That was Linda, because as the tarantula came out of the box, her mouth and her talking went to the cyclic rate, as we say in the military.
My.
That's where you fire as fast as you can. That's the cyclic rate. She started talking. And every time that tarantula took another step up, and then it was leaning on the top of the box and looking at her, that was it. Linda was leaning back against the flag going, hey, what do you think about it?
I'm trying to be a good sport here. But anyway, so Dr. Pratt, I'm sure we're going to have so many questions here this morning. You're here with us for the remainder of our show, talking about health and what's going on with, what's going on right now, what we need to do in order to, step up to the plate and take control of our own lives.
Mm-hmm. And be healthy.
That's right.
We're going to take a break first, but before we do that, we're going to go to Josh Wiley in the Business Minute from Wells Fargo. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, the Dow and NASDAQ are sharply lower this morning after the weakest government reading on jobs since September 2010. The Labor Department said payrolls were unchanged in August after an 85,000 gain in July that was less than initially estimated. Analysts were looking for an August gain of about 65,000. Hourly earnings and hours worked both declined, while the unemployment rate remained at 9.1%. Currently, the Dow's down 200 points at 11,292, while the NASDAQ is down 42 at 2,503, and the S&P 500 is down 22 at 1,181. Oil's down $2.85 this morning at $86.08 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.39%. Gold's up $51 this morning at $1,880, while silver is up $1.45 at $42.98 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Pfizer's down 2 dimes at $18.70. Apple is down $4 at $377.03, while Bank of America is down $0.50 at $7.41. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. You know, I love hearing that in the morning. It kind of, gets us going for the day, the Business Minute. Now we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and when we come back, we're going to talk about something that's really near and dear to our hearts and probably yours, is how you stay healthy. Get healthy, and what's going on with our foods and everything around us that can, it's kind of like working against us. This is Free Fire Radio.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Largent team, and I would like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we talk about everything real estate. It's well established that amateur hour is over. It's time for professional. You deserve the best. You deserve a superstar. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we answer all of your real estate questions. Brought to you by Jeter Built Construction, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
Hi, I'm Bill from Chameleon Photographics. Let us take your wedding images from ordinary to extraordinary. Since 2001, we at Chameleon Photographics have combined the best of photojournalistic, fashion, illustrative, and traditional styles in our approach to wedding photography. Contact us at 241-4130 or on the web at www.chameleonphotographics.com. We're proud sponsors of the Don Shulman Show.
Chameleon Photographics, endorsed by the Shasta County Wedding Professional Association.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. This is KCNR 1460 here on Friday.
Welcome back. It's a three-day weekend.
That's right. Labor Day weekend, 2nd of September right now, 8:15 in the morning. And we appreciate you chat packers on KCNR1460.com. I'll tell you what, the scroll happens fast. You got something there that's coming up that you want to try to talk about?
Well, it started yesterday. The Wall of Remembrance is down at Longcrest Chapel on East Cypress. It's from yesterday through September 30th. Memorial service is going to be Sunday, September 11th from 3 to 4 p.m. at Longcrest. You have guest book signing online. So the Wall of Remembrance, a tribute to the amazing courage, strength, and American spirit witnessed that day, remembering 9/11, at Longcrest Chapel and Memorial Park on East Cypress Avenue. Thanks. Dr. Trudy Pratt's here. Okay.
Yay, Trudy.
Thanks.
Well, you know, one of the things that you espouse in your show, and you live that life, is positively healthy living.
Well, we try.
And bringing forth people who, different organic farmers, different people who grow naturally, and bringing them together. You're in charge of an organization that happens, and we want to hear more about that. The founder of that and the fact that you are in charge of that chapter up here, I've attended one of your meetings where it was absolutely fascinating. Mm-hmm. I didn't move for 3 hours, which is huge for me.
And she won't drink milk.
Oh, or do you mean pasteurized?
Pasteurized milk.
Yeah.
Milk now.
I know. It kind of changes everything, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, you know, I'm part of there's an international group called the Weston A. Price Foundation, and it's a group of people that started maybe 12 years ago, but Dr. Price was a dentist in the 30s and 40s, and he was this guy that kind of went around, and he looked at his patients who were very sick, and he realized they had poor dental health, and he kind of figured out that the patients that had very healthy teeth and straight teeth also ate really good diets. And that's still a connection we don't make today. Very few dentists talk about nutrition, you know. So that concept, it kind of inspired him to travel around the world and look for people, communities that could possibly be very healthy and had very straight teeth. And the development of their dental arch was how it should be, very large. And, you know, we all have these little small mouths today, and we have to have a certain amount of teeth pulled, and we just think nothing about having braces. It's just sort of what happens now in our culture. And it used to be that way. We used to have a mouth that our teeth fit in our mouth, and the teeth were kind of straight. And so Dr. Price, way back when, came up with, through his research, there are just foods that the healthy people ate, and then there were the foods that the people ate that were not healthy. And so that the organization, the Weston A. Price Foundation, has started to put together groups, kind of community groups, and sort of I'm our chapter leader in Reading, and my job is to make a really big deal out of our local farmers, anyone producing foods that don't have pesticides, anyone growing something that is, like, you know, we're really into Lazy 69 Ranch beef because it's grass-fed, and part of the teachings of Dr. Price are that if you have, you know, if you're going to eat an animal that's running around outside in the sunshine, first of all, they're in the sun, so they have vitamin D, and if they're eating rapidly growing green grass, then they have vitamin A, and these are two vitamins that people today, we just don't even sort. We get 10 times fewer vitamins, and these vitamins, they keep us powerful and healthy. So some of this get back to nature thing and trying to really help our community have a stronger community-based agriculture system is about trying to get people healthy. And, you know, way back in the day, we were pretty durable. Even what Carl tells me, you know, people coming into the armed forces today, a lot of them, what do you tell me? There were some percentages that you were telling me about. People
like,
can't even do basic training. I mean,
yeah. I think it's something like 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 can only pass the physical, you know, physical part of it. And that you're going to see here in the next decade that it's going to be, you know, a shortage of people. And it's not just the mental part, but it's physically.
Right.
They can't pass the initial physical to get into service.
So do you think that's because of the fast food nation, or do you, along with the fact that we are gaming? When I say we as a nation, there's a lot of gamers out there. Do you think it's the two? Because when we grew up, I mean, I wasn't allowed to sleep in. You're out working on the ranch, and that's it.
Oh, and desserts were special occasions, and, you know, the soda habit, it's just killing us. And so we have sort of a cultural thing happening where people aren't moving around as much. The expectation has changed of what you're expected to do in a day, but that takes parenting. You know, we kind of know we've fallen apart in that area, and so a lot of follow-through. Your parents probably had really disciplined you, do you think?
Well, I just think that, you know, when in my generation, okay, which would have been, I was born in 58, so we're talking the 60s, we didn't, you know, you had black and white TV, we grew up on a ranch, I mean, it wasn't like we had cattle.
But you had your chores.
I had my chores, I had to get up and feed the horses, and, you know, it was expected. There was none of this, oh, you're tired, so sleep in. No, there was not a choice.
Let me ask you this, did you have a bedtime?
Always had a bedtime and never stayed up late because you knew that, I mean, I was conditioned. And I think that's what we're talking about is that we become kind of a, I don't know, I'm just asking you guys as experts, you know, you're talking about 1 in 5. Those are staggering statistics.
And, okay,
it's really,
you know, and
staggering.
And it could be worse than that at this point. And I think that, it's things like we've stopped having physical training in our gym in school. It's become an option, or it's not even offered anymore. I think that, you know, the things that we're eating, just like Dr. Pratt is saying, and we're getting comments in the chat room, people like loving your show on the weekends too.
Thanks.
There, of course. But the thing about it is that over the years we've let ourselves do this, that diet drinks. You think, oh, okay, I'm not putting all those calories in me. But that diet drink isn't good for you either. And drinking one diet drink a day can put weight on you.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
Which people don't realize that. And then,
it's so frustrating. We have some – soda is crazy. I mean, we kind of have to rethink the soda problem. I mean, we have – if we could just stop soda, we would be so much healthier as a nation. And so what we have is a situation where in regular soda that has – high fructose corn syrup in it, it digests differently than sugar, so it just trashes your liver and leads to diabetes. And so, you know, all that fructose really is hard on your pancreas. And so just the fact that people are having soda it's a nightmare. You know, so the first thing we try to do in my practice is help people with the soda habit. And we know it's an addiction. And what I'll see, you know, I have a column in the paper and then I have my show on Saturday. So sometimes people talk to me and I don't know them and they'll say, hey, I want you to know we stopped drinking soda. And my husband lost, you know, 13 pounds in a month and I lost 6. And you know, we're really thinking we need to start moving around now because we feel lighter, so it makes us want to start exercising. And then I might see that person 6 months later, and you know what? They're back on soda. Yeah. It's a really, really hard thing. It's so hard for people to break that habit. So whenever you get anything super refined, you know, we have our foods and they have all these wonderful vitamins and minerals. And if they're clean without pesticides, it's hard to get really addicted to your food. But once you refine anything into a chemical, then in like soda, you know, if you're doing the diet soda thing, then you're into aspartame. And if you're doing regular soda, you got the high fructose corn syrup. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back.
Come that break. That's right. Our guest, Dr. Trudy Pratt. This is Free Fire Radio.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of 3 $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com. And visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, September 4th.
As we bring you Colin Thornton's new suspense audio play, One More Day.
Max Brewer wakes up one morning to find that he is a day ahead of everyone else. And it's not necessarily a good thing.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gustenhoven, optometrist.
Kent's Meeson Groceries.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, 826 in the morning, September the 2nd. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leah, our optometrist of choice, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Give him a call at 223-2325. Been in business for 20 years. He wants to take care of your vision. He wants to make sure there's no problems, all ages. Have, you know, no insurance? Go down and talk to them. They have different plans. They have glasses for the whole family.
And, you know, we talk about shop local, stay local. If you're looking for those wraparound sunglasses, he has an excellent assortment in that's climate control. It's a series called the Wiley Climate Control Eyewear. For instance, Curve, Route, Jake, Airborne, Blink, Airage, Brick. These are all great if you're out on the boat,
if you're riding your motorcycle,
any of that stuff, go check out the eyewear before you go into any kind of big box store, because they are local and they're going to fit them and it's going to be spectacular because you've done something to also shop local. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. They are located 1751 Hartnell Avenue. That is right past Victor of Hartnell. So check it out. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so we were talking about diabetes.
Our guest is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
Well, you know, we are. We're talking about just the lifestyle that creates a mess. You know, for some people, it's going to be diabetes. For somebody else, it's going to be whatever their genetic vulnerability is. And so all these little steps, but, you know, they're just some just huge things. You know, I guess today the last week I've really been on the don't drink soda bandwagon, and I come and go on that. And the reason I try to not think about it constantly is I get really depressed. And you asked me at the break, well, what do you drink at a restaurant? You're kind of, you know, it's just so easy to throw out the word Diet Coke. You know, and it's like, well, I don't know. I hope that people can drink maybe mineral water or iced tea, or just how about the rediscovery of water with your meal? I mean, that's what I drink, you know, but that's, you know, you don't have to try to be me.
No, what happens, too, is when you look at, you know, the water, it's interesting because some people start to complain about, you know, what's in the water. Now, you can really start breaking it all down. But if you had to do something with your meal in your mind, why not water with a little lemon? If you don't want ice, no ice. I mean, there's just all kinds of things you can do. But
it doesn't have
the soda
to be
problem,
a soda.
Going back into the diabetic or diabetes epidemic that is happening right now, especially with our children.
Well, you know, in order for anyone to want to move around and exercise and play outside and get involved in their life, they have to feel pretty good. So I'm going to guess that most people, when you're, Linda, you've been talking about how you were raised, that, yeah, you probably felt pretty good, so you wanted to be running around outside. And so it's our whole level of energy. We kind of have like the frenzied kids where they're not paying attention and they're kind of hyper and they've got this erratic energy, usually from something they ate. Or they've already had their sugar high and now they're in sugar blues. And so, you know, they're just low energy. And those are the kids that you put outside and they're just not really doing anything anyway. So I think that we have to start with kind of getting those eating habits and routines back. And we lost probably now a generation and a half. And so maybe you want to talk about that when we come back? Or
absolutely, Dr. Pratt, because we're going to get back on schedule now because we have no choice with
Fox
News. Hey! Okay, Trudy Pratt's our guest, and we're going to have news come back and finish on diabetes. It's too important not to listen to this.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The net gain of new jobs nationwide last month, the government says it was zero, and unemployment stayed at 9.1%. Yet the Obama administration is still confident the economy is not shrinking.
I think the overwhelming majority of private sector independent forecasters believe this economy is still growing. It's not projected to grow as strongly in 2012, but that's not strong enough.
Gene Sperling is an economic advisor for the Treasury Department. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 178 points. What could become Tropical Storm Lee is still in the Gulf of Mexico.
We keep a real close eye on those things.
He's near Galveston, Texas. Forecasters predict heavy rain along the Gulf this weekend.
You know that the water's going to get up, and of course the wind's going to pick up, and we just hope it doesn't turn into a hurricane.
He's in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Meanwhile, in the Atlantic, Katya has become a hurricane again. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Fight fans, get ready for this star power showdown. Watch the much-talked-about Mayweather versus Ortiz match as they go head-to-head with 12 rounds in the ring for the WBC Welterweight World Championship. Broadcasted live on pay-per-view at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. Tickets are only $15, includes food. This event will sell out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't stop there. Go the distance and join DJ Sammy in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge, bringing down the house as he is live in the mix with his premier video mixing, spinning all your favorites. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. that will take you anywhere within the Redding Anderson city limits. You must be 21 to attend. Great entertainment is coming your way with the pay-per-view Mayweather versus Ortiz bout, broadcasted live at Wind River Casino on Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. For more information on this action-packed night, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and one of my favorite places to work out is Adamson's Peak Performance. And right now, they've got a Skinny Jean Boot Camp. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are launching the Skinny Jeans Boot Camp Challenge. The Skinny Jeans Challenge takes boot camp to the next level. It is a women's-only, small-group, personal training program incorporating weight training, metabolic training, and a nutritional plan.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it essentially means that we're using weight training to increase strength, rev your metabolism, and decrease body fat.
Sounds like the perfect cocktail.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? Who do we contact and how do we get hooked up?
You can contact Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, and ask to take the challenge to reshape your female body and drop 2 jean sizes in a 12-week period.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Michelli next to Yak's.
I'm in the I need a 3-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us, business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning. September the 2nd, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great conversation, great prices, discounts for veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. You can't get any better than that. That's Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we've been talking diabetes. We've been talking reasons you shouldn't be drinking diet sodas or even just sodas. In our chat room running through there, they're talking about steaks and sautéed mushrooms and all this, and Dr. Pratt's saying, bring it on.
You know, there's a certain amount of fat the body needs in order to absorb its vitamins and minerals. And so traditional societies who had long, healthy, full lives, they ate a lot of fat. And they wouldn't eat the lean cuts of meat. They would eat if they had to get stuck eating a lean cut, they would put fat on it. They just kind of knew that it took a certain amount of fat to stabilize your blood sugar, to give you energy, and to absorb all your vitamins and minerals. And we, in my opinion, have been brainwashed into this low-fat, freaky thing. And people don't have the energy, and you know your risk of cancer goes up when you start going low fat or no fat. And so we try to get people to kind of get through that brainwashing, go back to the foods that people ate. For listeners, it's probably like the 1900s. You know, I mean, it's not going to be your grandparents anymore because they were raised on fast food. So it's going to be people way back when they probably had, you know, some type of beef in their freezer or a pig or something, and they. They
ate Depression era of
Depression
how they
era
ate.
Real food, yeah. And so vegetables, lots of vegetables and eggs. They had eggs. They had bacon.
I remember reading they were talking about hunters.
Good old fashioned
that,
food.
You know, back in the 1800s, that would live on venison and other wild cuts would crave fat. Would try to find an animal like a bear or something because you could literally starve to death by eating rabbit and venison because it had no fat in it to help them. And so this was. Always, they were always looking for something like that.
Yeah, but you have to also keep in mind the output level. So, you know, if you're going to suddenly start this high-fat diet, which isn't what I recommend, you know, you need to be moving around. But usually when people are going from low to no-fat diets, they really start craving sugar. You know, if you buy a package of non-fat cookies, you never get full. I mean, fat allows you to have this satiation. You feel satisfied. And so there's a certain amount of fat that the body needs. The brain needs fat. And so I am not saying let's just sit around and eat blubber today, but I'm saying let's rethink a balanced diet.
Well, Native Americans made pemmican, of course, which is a combination of the fat and the meat fibers and berries pounded flat and then dried. And it was basically, you could live on that stuff for quite a while on the
Absolutely.
Trail. It was a portable food, but it involved about half of it was fat made into this mixture with the berries. And it was quite the energy food.
Yeah, and so if we can start, you know, that is an old traditional food, a pemmican. And so, you know, we kind of turned it into more of a granola bar and started selling pemmican bars, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago that you could buy at the store. That's a whole different animal. And so that's more of just like dessert.
Maybe we should just do that. Maybe we should just start a pemmican company.
A pemmican company. Hey, I'll buy in. As long as it costs like $5 to buy in.
When's your next gathering of your organic farmers and...
That's on September 20th, a Tuesday, and that's at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, and it's from 6:30 to 8:30. And the public is invited, and our guest speaker this time is Gary Pepe, who has the Happy Valley Olive Oil Company. And so we have our one fabulous olive oil producer here who's out in Happy Valley, and boy, his olive oil is spectacular, and so he'll be the guest speaker.
Now, people, this is kind of like a potluck type thing.
It's a potluck, and then a lot of our farmers speak for 1 minute or 2 minutes just to let the public know who they are and what kind of products they have.
It's the best potluck I've ever had because people bring who are really conscientious about the food, they've made it, so you're getting some kind of an interesting carrot salad that because maybe they may be a raw foodie. And then there's the people who, it was just fascinating.
I know.
Every piece of food was great, made with really high intention.
And simple. It wasn't like, this was not the gourmet club. It was just good classic food. And so, yeah, so the public is invited to that. And so, one of the things that I kind of worry about is, with our economy the way it is, a lot of people, in the last maybe 2 or 3 years, if someone just had, if you don't have, a taxpayer supported retirement than like you do. You have one, so you're less vulnerable, Mr. Bott. But a lot of people, if they
wasn't really thinking about that when the 50 cows were going over my head, but okay.
But anyone who is a senior and living off of money that they saved up, you know, if you're self-employed or if you're an hourly worker, and our American culture, you've taken a really big hit the last couple years. And so that changes a lot of things for people. It changes their retirement date. It changes their worries, their fears. And so one of the things that I think people are up against, and I see in my practice, is people are coming in, they're probably somewhere in their 50s, and they know they're going to need to work until they're 70 or 75. And so they don't know. They kind of, their fear of the future is at an all-time high. And so we see kids who are sick, and then we see people who are kind of starting to see the handwriting on the wall for our economy, and they realize that if they're going to be in the workforce, they're going to have to be healthy. And so I'm kind of worried about this group because this is a lot of people. This is, you know, people. Go ahead.
No. Finish that thought.
Yeah. Okay. There, I'm done.
It's a good thing because, you know, this is a really important point that nobody's really been talking about too much. With the economy the way it is, people used to be counting on when they're 62. Linda's dad retired at age 62. He had worked at Aerojet, and when he got a good deal when he retired. Her mom worked for another 10 years after that.
Yeah.
And always held it against Tom, by the way. But you're right. You're at this point now where people think, you know, it's 65. You know, that's when you retire. Well, it's not. Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, the main thing is going to be the economy. All that money you'd saved up is gone. And two is really people are healthier or living longer in many cases. And so they want to work a little bit longer. But what about the ones who have to live or have to work?
And that is a very large amount of people.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Dr. Trudy Pratt. We're talking about positively healthy living and the fact of all some things that you can do when we come back to keep yourself healthy. Maybe some, you know, that what can I do as an individual in today's economy to keep myself healthy?
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog. This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a Cars customer. How long have you been coming to Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope in the USO Tour. Now, Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to tell everybody about our summer special. $100 off on any install done by Johnny and Ricky on Toyo and Monitor kerosene heater for the next month of September. Yes, I know it's 105 degrees. That's not what you're thinking about, but winter's not that far off. Give Sherry a call and ask about our pay-forward account so you're not being hit with a big kerosene bill all at one time. For the propane folks, we're starting to do a lot more motorhomes. We're also selling the small 2.5-gallon to 9-gallon bottles and forklift bottles. So don't be caught with an empty barbecue bottle on Sunday. That rubbing two sticks together just doesn't work. If you're interested in CFN or fleet-wide fuel cards, give us a call and we'll set you up. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, ask for Vanessa or Jordan. In Redding, Kathy, Sherry, or Kelly. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks for your business.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl in Dubai. Time's 8:45 in the morning, September 2nd. It is Labor Day weekend. Linda and I and Bad Bob will be here Monday morning, laboring away.
With bells on.
With bells on. You know, I'm not, you know what? We're just going to be make that pretty much open mic and just go wild and play clips from other things of, you know, Linda screaming and running around the studio with a tarantula on the back of her neck. I thought, frankly, it was funny. She didn't think it was that funny afterwards. Our guest, Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we're talking about staying healthy, because you know what? With the way the economy is, we're working longer. We have to work longer. We got to stay healthy. What are some things we can do?
Well, you know, it's kind of different for everybody. Basically, if you're a parent raising kids, it's one thing. I mean, I think parents need to start cooking at home again, and the seniors really do cook at home. And so I think that we have to be proud of the fact that there are generations that are still cooking, and this is a group that is going to try to stay in the workforce longer. And so for those folks, I would say if we could start getting rid of the chemicals, if you can become a label reader, and you know, if you're going to have a baked potato, that's such a better choice than maybe boxed scallop potatoes that have a bunch of flavor enhancers in them and a big list of chemicals and preservatives. And so the more you can have real authentic food the way nature intended, the better off you're going to be. And so some seniors kind of bought into the margarine thing over butter, and I would say go back and choose butter. It's been around since the beginning of time. Margarine is a big group of chemicals. The natural color of margarine is gray. It's heated at a really high temperature and bleached and deodorized and it's gross. And so when you're standing there in front of the section at the market and you're like, no, which one again? Go with butter. It's just, you pay a little more for it, but it's going to be better for you in the long run. So I think seniors sometimes kind of bought into that. And these funny things called trans fats, like you're going to do better with your salad if you put some olive oil on it instead of a canola oil or a sunflower or a safflower or any of the weird oils. And so
really, those aren't good for you then.
Anything that has been bleached or heated at a really high temperature, by the time you eat it, the body has no idea what it is. And so
that's the safflower or canola?
Yeah, so those are just like not options for health. And so you have to kind of pony up and buy the really good olive oil, and it's so full of vitamins for you.
And when you can buy the olive oil spray, and you can get that at Trader Joe's, the spray stuff.
Sure, sure.
And
yeah.
Also, we have our own olive oil company right here.
I know, we do.
What is that again?
It's called Happy Valley Olive Oil. Yeah, and they have a fabulous olive oil, and that's in a lot of our markets and Orchard Nutrition. It's kind of everywhere. I like that olive oil. But there are a lot of good olive oils in Northern California right now, so okay. We are really kind of coming around.
Okay, so we're staying away from margarine. We're staying away from these oils that that you've heard that, oh, okay, no fat. Well, that's what we should be looking at, olive oil and natural stuff. What else?
And so anything that is a bizarre chemical that you can't pronounce. So let's say someone's having a birthday. Can you make a cake from scratch, or do you need to make the $2.99 cake mix that has a shelf life of, 15 years that's just full of chemicals? And so if you're going to have ice cream, I would suggest have the ice cream that the ingredients of ice cream should be cream, sugar, eggs, vanilla, salt, something like that. And when it has 23 ingredients and when it sticks to your counter and you can't even get it off because it's basically plastic, you kind of, we're just trying to encourage you to go back to foods that people have made from scratch. So it's a little bit of a, to the older generation, it makes sense. They're like, wow, okay, my family members who lived a long, healthy life, that's the stuff they ate, and it's a kind of an easy switch. And anything, whenever you see a commercial or something on the computer, it's like every 5 minutes there's a new, here are the top 10 healthy foods, here are the 45 worst foods. And it's like, it's all so confusing. It's kind of like who has the advertising dollar at the time. So nutrition has become the most confusing thing for our public. It's like, what am I supposed to eat? And so whoever can have the flashiest commercial gets, the corner of the market. And I think that's really sad. I think it's hard to be a smart consumer. It's easy to fall prey to whatever commercial is up next. And it's enticing.
And also along those lines is the are the ads for antidepressants, the ads for I can't think, ADD, all of the commercials that make you feel like, oh, I have that, I should probably be taking that.
Right. Oh, yeah. You can start thinking, my gosh, am I the only person I know not on something? I must need something. Well, the natural state of the human being is to not be on any medication. There will be low days in everyone's life. That doesn't mean they need to be medicated. So it's like it's become sort of unpopular to have any moment where you're not completely comfortable. We decide that that has a diagnosis and we need to medicate that. It's like the human, we have a range of emotions. Get ready for them. That's who we are. That's what a balanced human being looks like. So, yeah, to answer your questions.
Well, even dogs have mopey days.
Dogs have mopey days. I know.
Horses have mopey days.
Yeah. So there are mopey days. That doesn't necessarily mean there's something wrong with you. So.
Monitor lizards have mopey days.
Wow.
We could tell that today. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Yeah. You know what? Okay, this is what we've been talking about. Stay away from the soft drinks. Stay away from margarine. Let's go to olive oil and natural oils. Natural foods that you cook yourselves and not something that sticks to the ice cream that sticks to the counter for 3 days. And you know what? We can have mopey days. We can have days like that. It's okay. We don't need to pop a pill.
Hell yeah.
Dr. Trudy Pratt, love this. This is Free Fire Radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Break out your leather. It's time again for the Haven Humane's annual Dog Pound Poker Run. Saturday, September 10th. Registration starts at 8 a.m. at Wind River Casino, where breakfast will be served to all registrants. The Poker Run roars through the foothills, collecting cards for your poker hand. Ride concludes at Lakeshore Inn and RV Park in Lakehead, where festivities and creative bike games will resume, along with a tri-tip and chicken dinner as the live band fills the air for plenty of dancing. Prizes will be awarded to high and low hand. Pre-registration is $35. Event day, $40. For more information or pre-registration, call 241-5262. That's 241-5262. You can find more information at havenhumane.net.
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs. The gift of a lifetime.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You can stand. Carl Lindabot, 8:55 on September the 2nd. It's Labor Day weekend. To have a three-day weekend for everybody. We're going to be back on Monday morning, Linda and I and Bad Bob, and we're going to be running wild here. No monitor lizards, but I think I will keep that tarantula and just chase Linda around. You can listen to her scream for an hour and a half at the top of her lungs till she falls down on the ground.
I had enough of that with my brother.
Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, the finest coffee espresso Joes that you can get in town. And the drinks there, the girls are professional. They are happy. You know, you get there and you just feel welcome. Veterans get discounts there. They've got everything you could possibly want at Tobacco and Brew. Joel and Shelley do a lot for our community. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive, including a community room where people can eat healthy. And we've been there before. Hey, our guest is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we're so happy to have her here. She's a show host on Saturdays. People here are talking about how they really like your show. And the thing is that you are waving a banner in the midst of an avalanche of advertising from fast food. And I mean, you name it. They're out there. You know, gosh, if you know what? I don't feel too good. I need a pill, as you two were talking about. You turn around and it's good for America if you drink Diet Coke. Diabetes being such a problem. And so what you're doing, you know, should be applauded.
Thanks. You know, it's trying to get people back to basics. I personally think that it's easier once people change their foods to a little more high-octane foods. They just feel so much better. It's hard to go back to kind of those loser foods. And then when you try the flavors of the foods, they're so delicious that it's hard to want to drive through fast food when you can go home and make real food. And so,
like beets are a good example, because when you look at beets, they just aren't pretty. But when they're cooked or when they're chopped or when they're in a salad, there's nothing better than a fresh beet salad.
Wow. Are you a beet eater?
I love beets.
That's great.
Wow.
Are you?
Yeah, I love it.
Wow.
Yep. And you can make.
But we don't.
We're
buy
learning
them.
Things about Carl and Linda right
we,
now.
If we serve them, we eat them. But yeah. It's not like we go to buy them. But that just what we're talking about yeah. is. Oh, that's right. We need to buy more beef.
Well, like yeah. tonight, salmon.
Very good.
Based on, I believe,
it is the last of the batch.
Your contact from Alaska.
Our wild Alaskan salmon.
And then we also have some antelope meat that's, I think I'm going to cook into a chili today.
Oh, see? What good real food. Mm-hmm. Way to lead the pack, team. That's very good.
But, you know, that's okay because it'll go really well with the... Well, the potato chips that we serve with them. So.
No, thank you for the reminder, Trudy. So what's your subject on Saturday?
We're talking about our trails. We have a group called the American Trails. I guess that's what they're called, American Trails. So we have members of American Trails coming on, and that they've relocated to Redding because of our beautiful river trail. In all of our trails.
Wow. We do have beautiful trails. Yeah. One of the things that, you know, of course, is on the front page of the Searchlight, I believe, let's see, it's on the local section. I just want to be mindful of the fact a lot of people are going to be hiking and doing, you know, being out of doors. And because it is harvest season with marijuana right now, they're saying that it's really just be mindful in the fact of your surroundings.
There's crazy people out there with guns and these marijuana. This is what it is. It's an illegal crop. They're going to protect it because there's a lot of money in it. So please be careful out there.
And if I may say, we also have increased fire hazard at this time of year and this weekend in particular with the north wind. So be mindful. Watch where you park the car and watch where you throw things.
Dr. Trudy Pratt, you know, thank you so much for your positive input.
Thanks for having me on today, team. Gosh, I appreciate it.
We need to remind ourselves, too, because we're busy and we get in a rush that... We need to take the time to, you know, take a step back in the evenings and, you know, take care of ourselves by cooking and not just grabbing, you know, something as we roll through.
And your practice is on, tell us about your practice again and your hours.
I have a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Redding. So right over here, not too far.
And we go there and it's
on a regular basis.
I know, love having you.
And you know, I'm 2 inches taller.
You look taller.
We need you. We love you.
Hey, look, everybody, stop by and see the wall. The Remembering 9/11 out there on East Cypress there at the Long Crest. Have a great, safe weekend. And we'll be here Monday morning.
Linda
and I, Bad Bob on Labor Day. And just have a great weekend and be